We joined the Super Legit crew before the show as we discussed some disk space issues our guest is having that definitely won't impact anything later.
What does that mean for the recording, though? Like, it's not stored on that computer.
It is, actually. Yeah, so the way StreamYard works is both it's streaming and being recorded into a video, as well as each individual track is being recorded locally on your machine and then uploading in the background to the streaming platform. And then when it's done, it finishes, and then that's what we download.
That's super rad.
Yeah, it's a great service. There's a few that operate like this now, but yeah.
I was really nervous at the start. I don't know if Josh shared the message to you or anyone else, but one of the first things I said was, I'm not that good an audio recorder. I don't know if I can get this off on my own, but I'm going to try my best here.
That's the beauty of this platform. We haven't yet because we don't want to because of the quality, but we can even do it on mobile. This service supports phones and iPads and stuff.
That's super cool.
So, if we have like Patton Oswalt or something, it's a bad example because he's tech savvy. But like if we had someone at that level who was like, I don't know how to use this stuff. And we're like, that's fine. You're more important to have on the show than you have great sound quality. Then we could do it.
I love that you picked the one celebrity who like can certainly navigate any kind of web platform.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Pick a better guest like Steve Wozniak or somebody.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. Somebody who's never touched a computer. Yeah.
And not to really like throw you off, Patton, but we're going to get really nerdy and talk about like D&D and fucking Star Wars and stuff.
Going to do some Marvel stuff. Yeah. Have you ever seen this Ghostbusters movie? Super Legit Podcast, everyone. I am your host, Jet Kaufman, and let's get right into the cast. It's a nice tight one this week. This is going to be fun. We've got Chris Sanders.
Always tight.
Got Chris Compton.
Cut.
And we have our co-host, Michael Hyman. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Jet. Wow, we are almost a majority Chris's.
Yes. Yes, almost. Almost.
We've been slowly eliminating other cast members to get there.
Not a fan, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on it. I mean, we could end up going with all Chris's. That's an option.
It's true.
Fire myself.
Yeah.
That's just the current
names.
State of Hollywood.
Right. Yes. That's true. Yes. We reflect. Yeah.
We're trying to be cool. I get it. Now I'm on board.
Always
be Chris now.
Always trying. So who's our guest for this week, Michael Hyman? Because it's not just the four of us.
Jet, our guest. Yes. His name, and he's here, is Winston Andrews. He's an improviser, coach, and writer. Winston's genre mashup team Spec Script has performed all over the American Southwest and still reigns as the Orange County Improv Cage Match Champions for the past 4 years. And you can hear him right now on the Super Legit Podcast. Welcome, Winston.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Where is the nice cage?
The cage? The trick
you get to take it home with you?
I get to like keep the belt. Yeah. I kept the belt, right. But I don't think the show runs anymore. So we are still the reigning ones until they start that show up again. We will remain reigning. And every once in a while, I'll show off the belt. It's a totally legitimate title that I will keep. But one of the few actual accomplishments I have in improv.
On my non-acting resume, for 7 years, I worked for Epson, selling Epson printers in a Best Buy of all interesting jobs. And our title was Weekend Warrior, which just sounds insane for a guy who sells printers. But that's what we were. We were Weekend Warriors, and they had a Weekend Warrior of the Month. There was also one of the year.
That's fucking stolen valor.
That is true.
Right. That is true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're listed as combat veterans.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
But one month I won Weekend Warrior of the Month. And then for the next 3 months, they forgot to pick anyone else. So my name just stayed on the website. So my resume says I was Weekend Warrior of the Month for 4 months straight. And
longest
no one
reigning
can say otherwise.
Weekend Warrior of all time.
That's it, bud.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it.
Very nice.
I have the 60% disability rating through the VA.
Yeah.
To be fair, you know, we may not have been in the military, but we did have terrible health care. So like it does kind of yep. equal out.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So Michael Hyman, what's our question for this week?
Oh, Jet, this week's question, which came out of thin air, is.
Oh, this one came from Jillian Bellinger, actually.
Oh, did it? I'd love to know that before sometimes. But that's great.
I gave you that info.
Thank you, Jillian, for submitting this question for us. And here it is. It is. If you were able to see all the other alternate realities, which version of you would be most surprising?
Ooh.
So
interesting.
Being able to see all other alternate realities and accepting that there are infinite realities out there. So which is the thing that is most surprising for you?
Yeah.
Well said, Michael Hyman.
I was just saying, because Josh isn't here, I'm going to take this moment to needlessly litigate the question.
Someone has to. Thank you, Chris. Thank you,
Gunther. So are we saying, like, is this like a sliding doors, like, I made a different choice in this moment? Like for example, referencing a movie from 30 years ago.
It still plays. I think the only reason that movie works is because of the concept now.
Oh, that's just,
nobody has seen Sliding Doors, but everybody knows the reference Sliding Doors.
I've never seen it, yet I am infinitely familiar with the concept.
Right. Wait, that's
it's
a movie?
It's a Darmark and Jalata Tanagra moment, whereas like we can all reference it, but no one knows where it came from.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Yes. it's a Star Trek thing.
But so
a quarter of our audience got it.
Is this the idea that like where I would be if I had made one like a specific choice differently or just me like a different version of me that I can envision somehow?
I like the fine tuning of that because as it is written, it's like, hey, which thing in an infinite possibility would surprise you the most? And it'd be like, well, I guess the most surprising one. Unless you can really dig in and decide what would be most surprising for you personally in an infinite possibilities. But I like
the Black Mirror version is getting.
Yeah. And can I also just say how much I love Michael Hyman, how much you're stepping up and like getting into the weeds of the question. Cause like that used to be my thing. And I'm like, I am happy to sit back right now. I am tired and you can run this train.
Oh, you're welcome. I already have a headache. So this is great.
Don't we all? So let's start with Winston here, our guest.
Sure. I mean, I think getting even further into the weeds, I think any any moment where I could just realize that I experienced an alternate version or interact with an alternate version would scare the shit out of me, man. Mm-hmm. Like that would that would be a terrifying. So all of it would be surprising.
Sure.
And then on the flip of it, I think, at least me personally, I think I would go one of two ways, which again, either just absolute fetal position fear, that, any choice had this kind of capability, but, the other would just be absolute just apathy. Like this might as well happen. Like, cause for me personally, I've had a lot of jobs. I feel like the quote unquote like alternate reality. And I think this happens with a lot of improvisers or just people in the entertainment industry. You kind of live in an alternate reality every so while. You're like, well, I guess I'm going to be a butcher today and I'll be that for a few months.
We have all had close to infinite jobs.
So, and with that comes its own logic and its own politics and its own. So like, if I saw a bunch of people that kind of look like me, that was like, yeah, this is my ID and I'm a bus driver, I'd be like, all right, good for you, bud.
Yeah.
That's really nice. But I think the real answer, the real answer is probably, I'd be surprised anybody who has a similar kind of personality makeup to mine and still like happy and excited and wanting like geared up for stuff like, camp counselor kind of energy with the I haven't had that tough a life. I don't have that much, you know, I don't have that much going on, but I do think that anybody that isn't like at this point in my life it like Walter Matthau level grumpy would be like, what happened, man? What happened to you that didn't happen to me? And why didn't it happen to me, man? Because you're doing well.
I like there's this idea that it's like you walk into the situation thinking you're the ghost of Christmas past,
yeah,
and then finding out you're Scrooge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, no, I'm the bad one. Wait, how did that happen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just here to be an example for someone else to make better choices in their life. This is terrible. Yeah.
I'm a cautionary tale as a human. My life, my existence is a cautionary tale to somebody else. That's I do envision that.
Super.
It is I, the ghost of your alternate self. I am
sorry,
here.
Sorry, I had the AC on really high. It's cold. Let me turn that off.
Okay, thank you. Woo. Oh my gosh. How do you manage in here? It's like a meat locker.
It's a meat locker. I am a butcher.
Oh. Foolish of me to not look around. I just apparated in here with you. Okay, all right. Hello. I'm Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Jeremy, yes.
Jeremy. Like it starts with a G?
Yes, that's right. Like Jeff.
All right, yeah, well, all right, yes. Whatever gets your apparitz rishened.
Listen, let's just cut to the chase here, all right, shall we?
do you hear yourself? I'm a butcher, and you said cut. Anyways, go ahead.
All right, gotcha, all right. Listen, this isn't working, any of this. Do you agree?
The loins?
I mean your life. All of your choices. Everything up to this point.
I think everything's going pretty great there, boss.
Really?
I come into work 6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
I start very, very early in the morning. I'm off by like 11 or noon, and I got the whole rest of the day to do stuff. You know how many concerts I've seen at Jimmy Kimmel live?
I don't track all the details. How many? Just ballpark me.
Like
the Franks. Ha ha. My turn. I gotcha.
I get it. I'm just going to keep cutting here. My life's great.
Really?
Yeah, I got nothing to complain about. I don't have any responsibilities other than making sure this meat gets chopped, quartered, halved, really however you want it.
I got to say, the meat looks great. I mean, you seem to take pride in your work here. I just, you know, it's my job to show you a better path. I get up early every morning. I work all day just popping into people's lives and showing them how they could improve their lives. It's what I do. It's kind of exhausting, but it's why I'm here right now to help you on the right path.
You want
to
go on a trip? Well, I could take lunch. It's 6 a.m.
you could just take off like that?
I'm in a union. I get a break.
Union?
I'm a human. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which we tried to unionize a long time ago. They shut us down. They gave everybody free pizzas, and they did this whole presentation on why unions would ruin the entire thing.
What is the spirit going to do with pizza?
Exactly. And yet it got everybody going. I don't know what it is about free pizza.
Welcome to the meeting. Oh, can somebody please crank that heater up maybe a couple of degrees?
Oh, I got you. I got you right here.
Thanks. Oh, right. My goodness. You know what? That's a bit too much. Can we? Happy medium. Happy medium here.
All right. Perfect. Split the difference.
Thank you very much. Welcome. There's 999 of you, but there's always room for one more. Am I right or am I right? Yeah, he's here. Yeah, pretty good. Oh, all right. Welcome to Unions and Not You. Welcome. Now, I hear in this current branch of, I believe this is the scaring people on the straight and narrow department. Is that correct? I've done so many of these.
We call them the scary narys.
Scary narys. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. You're going to be my top student here. I can already tell. it's pretty great. And again, just as a reminder, We did leave some frozen tombstone pizza in the back there for you. You do whatever you like with it. We honestly don't know what to do with it ourselves. It's just kind of there. But in our lives, we kind of thought that about Tombstone as a whole. It just kind of was there, so we just kind of thought, you know, this is a fun little perk.
This is the first compensation we ever gotten from this job. This is amazing. Perfect. We don't want union. These guys are great.
Whoa.
And that's...
Whoa.
Oh, or is it still too cold? Still too cold. Still too cold, bud.
I was actually saying whoa in a little bit of kind of astonishment and being a little scared from what my colleague...
Friend? We're all friends here, so yeah.
No, we do want unions, pal.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. The compliments kind of threw me off there for a minute, but yeah, I'm with my buddy here. The union is the plan.
First off, I don't like talking to anybody that I don't already know on a first name basis. So who do we got here? Who am I talking to?
I'm Jeremy.
Jeremy. Is that with a G?
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
Jeremy?
Like
Germany
GIF, yeah.
Without the N-E?
You got it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Jeremy. Yeah. My number one guy. My number one dude. And who's this friend that you're talking about? That you feel so chummy, but not enough to maybe know his name?
Hmm? Oh, it's Pestilence.
What?
Pestilence.
We got an A-list celebrity here? We got one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse here?
Oh, he gets that a lot, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I do. I get that all the time, and that's just that was a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, you're still such an infectious guest already right now. I love it.
Boy. You're a smooth one there.
I'm just trying to connect person to person like all good executives should. And we don't need to unionize together. We're just one big happy family.
Means we. Are you saying we all unionize separately?
Ooh. You know,
individual unions.
We tested separate but equal earlier in the in eternity, and it didn't quite run as well as we would like.
Okay.
We got a lot of oohs on that one.
And I'll just say, my name's Pinkerton. I'm from another branch office, but I think I speak for all of us when I say we want the right to work. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, well, we all do technically still have the right to work.
See?
We're good, yeah.
Who needs a union for that?
Needs it, right? This guy gets
check
it.
Out this tombstone pizza.
I do want the right to work. I'm confused by the terminology here. Yeah,
You have it. It's yours already by default when you sign the contract.
Oh, that's pretty
you
great.
Have a right to work. You don't need to collectively bargain for the rights and needs of all of you. You just talk to me eventually on weekends, unless I have my nephew out, and then definitely don't talk to me then.
What was your name again there?
Unimportant.
That's unimportant. An interesting one. I've never heard.
Yeah, unimportant. It's unimportant.
Is that like a family name?
No.
Did you read that off the side of a cereal box?
Fine.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that was very convincing.
Yeah, thank you, Pinkerton. See, this guy, Jeremy, you're actually kind of being a little bit too much of a questioning Quintant, which is something that we definitely use all the time in this industry.
I know Quint. He asks a lot of questions.
Pesty just needs to... I've been around the block a few times. Okay. Before we go any further, just be really nice to know who are you, but more importantly, who were you before you took on this executive level position?
You're absolutely right, of
telling spirits we can't do things together.
You can do things. I never said you couldn't do things. You have a right to do things together. You just maybe individually come up with your queries and your complaints.
You know what? I feel like my questions are passing
through
you.
You're right.
Just
you're
like
right.
Walls.
Like, yeah. Okay. So I'll level. I do you remember a guy by the name of Zaslav?
I do.
Yeah, I'm his cousin. I gave him a lot of ideas I shouldn't have way back, and he's been just using... And frankly, I don't like treading on my family name, period, because, like, come on.
Wait a minute. Are you saying we are owned like the spirit realm is now also part of the Warner Brothers Discovery family?
Technically, you're a subsidiary of Max, I believe. Like I said, I wouldn't put too much stock into that. Pinkerton, you got any other ideas? Well,
but hold on a second. Do we get stock in Max? Because I would really love to pitch some ideas if I'm a shareholder.
Do we at least get a free login?
I want a fifth season of Westworld. I want a fifth season of Westworld.
It's kind of expensive on its own.
I already have
so many streamers.
Yeah.
Hulu. And Netflix Peacock and
Peacock.
Crackle.
Peacock. It's got Twisted Metal.
Spooper.
Scooper.
There's a lot of them. And if I could save the money on HBO Max, that'd be great.
No, not sorry. I just a quick little it's not HBO Max anymore, right? It's Max.
That's right. You got rid of the only part people recognized. I forgot about that.
Have to pay for HBO as well then.
His cousin got rid of it.
Yeah. Thanks, bud. Thank you so very much, Pestilence.
Pestilence.
Not your bud.
Thank you, buddy. That's really
you got a new buddy anyway, that quick, huh? Okay.
Right, union's bad.
I think he makes good sense, right, guys?
Yeah, right? Somebody said that. Someone smart said that. I think Pestilence said that, actually.
Oh, and have we mentioned the sweet pizza, by the way?
Yeah!
Oh, this is great.
We also have Hydrox in the back there. Originators, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
the original knockoff
people.
Sandwich.
I think we got Pestilence here.
Those didn't have lard in them.
Food,
they were all
food makes
short.
Me sick.
Perfect. Yeah.
I was going to say, we got pestilence here, but no famine. Am I right, guys? We got so much great food.
Yeah, all feasts. That's right.
I feel like I've been dazzled to death here. I don't even... I feel like I guess I'm going to vote against my own economic interests here and say no union.
No union.
The pizzas did it.
Boo. Hey, look. Is Zaslav's your cousin, right?
Right, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I know I just came out of nowhere. I'm kind of gooey and drippy, and you might be feeling a little ill. Pestilence, one of the, just before you get there, yes, I was in the apocalypse. I rode a horse. It's a whole thing. I just wanted to, I came back because not too long from now, you're going to experience... the end of your life, and then you might find yourself suddenly getting a huge promotion that you don't really understand into some sort of executive level position where you're gonna actually go into the spirit world and try to convince us not to unionize. And I came back here to see, I'm part of the Scary Narys. See, we try to scare people.
I've had a couple of you guys come by.
Oh, you have?
Lot of ominous things apparently is going to happen in my life right after I die. A lot of scary, a lot of ominous, a lot of omen.
I thought I was the first one coming back here because, but in the future, when you're, I just came from a meeting where you're dead, and you
future
were, you were just feeding us some horse shit. You were just telling us, union's bad. And, we were also owned by Max at that point.
That's a great idea. Actually.
Yeah, to you, it's just HBO. But your
HBO
boy,
and Cinemax, actually. So I think if we merge those two, we can get
this is not. No, I am not trying to put that idea in. No.
No, this is great.
So I think all in favor of the Pestilence proposed idea to throw HBO out and just become Max?
Aye.
All right, all opposed?
Well, I mean, maybe we keep some aspects.
I don't hear anyone.
I can't hear you over the sound of that tombstone pizza. Okay, I think that passes. Mm. I think that passes, guys.
As long as the vote was democratic, I guess.
All right. Well, now moving on to new business. Chemical weapons. Are we in?
Legit.
Legit. Oh, that went places. Commentary. Am I right, fellas?
Tombstone, the frozen pizza brand with the best marketing, though, way back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those What Do You Want Your Tombstone commercials grained in my memory.
Actually, I think I have several of them in my freezer right now.
Tombstone commercials?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I keep them on ice just in case we need to break them out again. You need the classics.
I work in commercial preservation. Yes. It's a less sexy part of the film preservation world, but still very important.
People don't know that the 1-inch tapes hold up better in the freezer. So,
I'll say my very first job I had out of high school was, it was like a summer job where I waited way too long to get a job. And there was like literally the only job I could find was a friend of mine was like, my dad works at this company. He can get you a job. But great. And so that job turned out to be working on the assembly line of a vegetable processing plant in a right to work, no union state where, you know, 4.25 an hour minimum wage, like 13 hour days. And the good thing about that is every other job has been fine. Like, if you get that one job that is the worst thing in the universe, then you will be able to soar at any other job no matter what else you do. So I guess there's a me that stuck to that job.
Yes.
who was just, I would see and who would just say, look, can you just kill me?
Just send you.
I feel like it's going to violate the space-time continuum somehow.
Like the nightmares you've described in the past, where you fall into the machine and go through the workings of it. Yes, yes. That's
the modern times nightmares.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like running into that me would be pretty terrifying. Like, you know, be like, what happened at 18? Like that was a job, but there was my nickname at that job was the other white guy. There was a guy who was the white guy, Kevin. Kevin was just there until his sentencing. But Kevin was also a neo-Nazi. And he would stand next
to him. I
was
going to ask for what, but I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah. It was whatever it was, plus assaulting a police officer. Which normally we're like, oh, it's kind of a bullshit charge.
Right, exactly, yeah.
In this case,
at that point,
probably,
I was trying to get hesitant, yeah.
But he would, like, because I was the other white guy, he would, like, in what he thought was a whisper, say, like, hyper-racist things to me. And I would be, like, you know, like standing next to a mob lawyer going, this man does not represent me. So to me, the person who stayed there would be, like, why did you give up that easily?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did he feel the need to whisper it?
Because
that's a
good
point with people like that, right?
He was severely outnumbered. He had enough fingers to count and tell that he was outgunned. And if there's one thing neo-Nazis know, it's that you can only win a fight when there are 40 more of you than the person you're fighting.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the only place where their math skills really kick in.
Yeah, because I was gonna say I'm kind of impressed with his ability to recognize that, because it sure seems like there's a lot of people in society right now who don't recognize when to keep their mouths shut. So
And also don't recognize that they shouldn't be neo-Nazis.
right. Yes. Well, that's
one step,
that
at, a
assume,
one step
right.
at a time. One step at a time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he is the senator from South Carolina at this point. So
math is the gateway drug to not being a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, exactly.
His name's
Kevin Lindsey Graham.
It's so cute how they like they make themselves feel better or justify it by calling themselves neo Nazis. Because you're just Nazis.
The second half of that word is so gauche. You really gotta zhuzh it up a little bit.
Now post 90s, did that become like a Nazi who could then like see through Mein Kampf and then manipulate the code?
Yes. Yes. Some of them don't even see the code. They just see a blonde person with blue eyes and a blonde person with blue eyes and a blonde person with blue eyes.
I'm not saying we couldn't make the Hatrix. I'm just saying that it would sell immediately.
Zaslav is already working on it.
Okay. Yeah. That's the next one.
That's his superpowers. You mentioned something. He's already working on it.
I love how all of our cast members have committed to not being on Mac shows.
Oh,
all right.
Gross.
I suppose
that would be the version of me that would surprise me the most is like the
being Zaslav?
The
No, that
were
would
your
be
your daddy's ASLAP. Huh?
That would be dope if I uh-huh. was paid $250 million a year to to fucking jack off in an opulent office.
It would be dope. Yeah.
The version
that's
went
the dream,
on.
Right?
I mean,
is that
kinda
the job yeah. description?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just at minimum wage to do that at a bus station.
I'm only $249,999,999 away from that dream.
I've never jacked off in any office, but I imagine if I did, it would be the best in the most expensive office.
Sure. Yeah. It's the privilege you're. I was gonna say buying, but getting paid for. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm more metaphorically jacking off, but sure, he probably is.
We know it's not just metaphorical on the level.
Super.
Just give me a minute, okay? Just give me 1 minute. That's all I ask. You can hear a pin drop in here. Just cool it.
Would you like me to avert my eyes or
no?
What?
Just take a step back.
Okay.
And cool it. That's all. That's all I need. That's all I'm going for. I've got.
Sir, no time to knock or see if anything. Oh my goodness!
Hey, whoa! Hey!
Same mistake I made.
Hey guys. First off, saying knock is not the same as knocking.
I said no time to knock, so I.
Yeah,
I
well, fair enough. What do you mean no time? You've got no time. What's going on?
I feel
that's
like
no
it'd be better if I can look at you and see your lips. Gosh, damn it!
No, just eye contact. We're come on, guys.
No, I've turned around. Three. I don't need to.
I've kept the unbroken eye contact here. Yes.
All right.
I am an audiovisual learner. I have to look at a man in the eyes so I can understand what's coming out of his mouth. And ah, God!
Oh, come on!
Sorry, I have.
I said 1 minute. I said just give me 1 minute to this guy, and then Fredrickson, what's going on? What do you need that's so important that you couldn't even do the one thing? You see that little post-it that's right on the other door? It's knock. That's all you got to do, and then this wouldn't have been a problem.
I thought that was the name of a new project.
Well, it's yes, and anyway, Fredrickson, what's up?
Oh, yeah, no, Mr. Busy gets to go ahead of me. All right, that's fine. No,
are you making 17 figures for doing this, huh? My time is money here.
I don't even know what 17 figures is.
Exactly. Fredrickson, what do we got?
All right, I'm gonna power through this.
Yeah.
Looking at your eyes. I just want to let you know that the new office doorbells came in.
The clappers?
Yeah, the ones that, so instead of knocking, we can just, you know, hit the doorbell for each individual office to let you know we wanted to come in.
Hold on, Fredrickson, that's what I came here to tell him. You're going to jump in front of me and steal my thunder on the doorbells.
Are you going to do that, Fredrickson? Are you going to let that happen?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that.
All right.
Yep.
You get a raise, Fredrickson. Good for you. That's initiative. That's fantastic. That's great.
Your daughter is here for your lunch appointment.
Damn it! All right. This is my 12 o'clock is shot. I'm pulling him up.
I don't think you've actually quite shot yet, sir.
I was going to point that out, Fredrickson.
Fredrickson, thank you. Thank you for the observation. Another raise, buddy.
Oh my!
$8.50.
Yes.
That's on you.
Yes.
That's what I like to see. Perfect. Now, if you don't mind, I gotta pull up. I gotta get going. All right.
Please, sir. Do whatever you whatever you wish. Oh my God! All the space, all the respect, sir. Do you want me to bring your daughter in, or
eventually? Not now. What? No, not now. No, I gotta. No, no, I don't want to do that. No.
I believe he'd like to finish.
Yeah. Well. I wouldn't put too fine a point on that.
From the Make-A-Wish Foundation are here to.
God damn it!
You can hear them, sir. You can hear how excited they are.
I am just so blocked up today. I just can't believe it.
Would you like me to? Would you like me to cancel your afternoon?
Yeah, just clear it all out.
I just have one wish.
Just give me a minute, okay? Just one goddamn minute. I'm alone finally. Damn it.
Always wanted to see a corporate video conferencing system.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I don't have much time. Okay. The doctor says that I only have another 35 seconds to live.
You and me both, bud. Anyway, What would?
Yeah, if you could just really get to that sentence, like we're down to about 20 now.
Oh, sorry. I make a lot of money. Is that good? Yes.
No, the corporate video conferencing system was. You're standing in front of the corporate video conferencing system.
It's
that
Zoom.
Was all I ever wanted
to
see.
It's Zoom. You hit play, and
you hit play on a video conferencing system.
Yeah. Well,
are you sure that's not a DVD player?
Fredrickson,
of some sort?
Get Fredrickson in here. Let's go. I'm dying here. I'm dying in this kid's arms tonight.
Sorry, sir. Just got to get my pants on.
Thank you. This kid's on track to be an executive by tomorrow. This is perfect.
This kid? Sir, this kid is dead.
No, you, Fredrickson, you were the genius. This kid's dead.
Oh, thank
this
you.
This kid's dead.
He is. What did you need me for, sir?
Nothing now. It's perfect. We're fine right. now.
Would you?
Sir, do you want something done with the body, or do you just want it left here?
What the fuck? Who comes swooping in now to take this out from under me?
Come on. Fredrickson, I'm trying to get this guy out of here along with the body. This guy's just a vulture.
Thank
you,
sir. Thank you for recognizing my professionalism.
But I thought I had the right to work here.
You do, and you have the right to put that body on your shoulders and carry it out for me. You go ahead. I'll follow.
Sir, your mistress is here for your 1 o'clock.
Finally, I'm dressed appropriately.
Legit.
Legit.
Oh, it is that kind of a show, apparently. Speaking of the kind of show this is, it's also a show that is paid for by sponsors.
It definitely
Who's
is.
Who's our sponsor this week, Michael Hyman?
Oh, I've got it right here, Jet. Don't you worry. Oh, my bad. Jillian's name was right there. I'm a dick. My bad. Anyway. Come on down to beautiful Beverly Hills suburb in Los Angeles, California, and witness the only publicly available green space where you will not be fined for having a low income to visit, Beverly's Hill. Seen in the historic Beverly Hills area, Beverly's Hill is a lumpy, steep, semi-exclusive, naturally occurring mountain-like hill thing for you to visit and look at. Come bask in the splendor of Beverly Hills Hill, so you can see all the beautiful people's lives from a place where we know where you are and stay, so we know when you're present and don't get surprised when you're walking down Rodeo Drive to say, oh, a poor, come to Beverly's Hill. Bette Midler approves of its natural construction and sing songs from afar. You will not be allowed close to Bette Midler. She lives in a gated community. Beverly's Hill is ungated, and it will be the only ungated hill you encounter in Beverly Hills when you arrive at Beverly's Hill. Say hi to Beverly while you're there.
I gotta say, like, I would pay $4,000 a month to live in a studio apartment there. That sounds pretty amazing.
That's about what it costs. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. And the studio apartment, if I understand correctly, is a bunker in the hill with no windows.
Yes.
Which is a steal, honestly, in Los Angeles. Yeah.
It's bunkers
it's
hill.
The kitchen in the Chipotle where you work.
Yes.
The short-lived series they made there, Beverly's Hill Cop, was not as successful.
It's a very small jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Eddie Murray stars in it. It's not quite as successful, but it's
awkward because he just plants evidence all the time in it, and it's like, am I supposed to root for this guy? What's the deal?
Weird '80s homophobic stereotypes about.
Well, but now we're talking about the alternate reality. One of the alternate realities where it's Beverly's Hill and the big star was Eddie Murray. Yeah. But there probably weren't, in that world, there weren't ridiculous homophobic 80s stereotypes.
Oh.
The 80s was a decade of, was a prosperous decade full of growth and social acceptance.
I like this alternate reality. Wow.
This is what happens when Dukakis won.
Is it too late to get on that train? The car my parents had, the car I learned to drive in was like the it was like a the political graveyard of the 1980s. So it had three. It was like a Carter Mondale 80 mm-hmm. bumper sticker next to a Mondale Ferraro next to a Dukakis Benson bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and it was in South Carolina too. So it was so it was next to an egg that was thrown on it.
It feels like like that, like the 80s, 90s, even early 2000s was an alternate reality politically to what, like how fucking crazy far it's gone now, where like
a dude's
entire political career ended because he misspelled potato.
Right. Right. Right.
And it, like,
take me back, true. Please. Take me back.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to live in that moment the rest of my life.
Or how about the guy whose presidential bid ended because he shouted too enthusiastically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, who was that?
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean, right. He was like, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
those are two
conference, he was
fantastic
just
impressions at the
yeah,
same time.
Exactly, yes. He was just really excited about something, and people were like, that guy's a little creepily excited.
Right, yeah.
Guess we won't vote for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy seems like he believes in what he's saying too much.
But boy, could he dance.
Oh,
he could
man.
Just cut a rug. Nobody knew that at the time, but yeah.
Speaking of which, there's actually that. There's my answer. I feel like I would be most shocked to find an alternate reality where I am a professional dancer. I am not a coordinated person. I am not comfortable dancing. I am extremely, like, this is one of the things that I find funny about being a performer is I'm also incredibly self-conscious. So there are certain
the
things
perfect
like
combination.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. there are things where I cannot do them because I'm constantly sure people are laughing at, or at least looking at and judging me. And dancing has always been one of those things where it's like, can't do this well, not going to give people the fodder to make fun of me for it. So I will just not dance.
There was a summer arts program I did in high school. And like one of the, like it was a, like, it's like kids from all over the state came and you lived there for like 6 weeks and you did, like, I was in the theater program, but there was a dance component to it. And at the end of it, you got an evaluation.
Oh boy.
Oh, no.
And mine said, nice attempt at dance. Which is like, okay, a simple zero would have sufficed.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, that would somehow be less patronizing.
Yeah, but it made it clear which direction I should take, which was from them.
Yeah, no, I love music, you know, I really appreciate it, but I have no musical abilities. And it's funny because my wife was really surprised when we have taken some dance lessons, because we did take swing lessons for our wedding and whatnot. And I wasn't utterly incapable of picking up the techniques and everything. And the biggest thing she was shocked at is I have rhythm. She said she's always known anybody who says they can't dance to have no sense of rhythm. I have a really good sense of rhythm. Like, I can follow it really well. My father was a professional drummer, and I guess that carried over or whatever. Like, I can follow rhythm no problem. I appreciate music. I can track the patterns in it in various ways and so on. But I couldn't for the life of me attempt to create any kind of music. I don't play any instruments whatsoever. I think some of it just comes down to, I don't, you know, ADHD doesn't let me learn stuff like that.
Surprised having a father who is a musician that you didn't end up picking something up through your child, but I guess you were too busy being a star.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. I was too busy with the other thing I'd be surprised at, being a successful actor.
Well, and that's the flip of the coin, right? Because it's not so much, because getting back into the weeds of things, I'd be shocked. I would like to be, I'm more curious what the alternate version would be surprised of me than I of the other person.
Oh, I like that.
Like, what did they find? There's like, hey, what happened to you?
Right.
Yeah, true.
We're over here. We're all being fishermen. What happened to you, buddy?
Right.
Yeah.
When we got lost in the jizz a little bit ago,
the Star Wars cantina music,
the not yet jizzing.
I was going towards, I would be surprised at the alternate version of myself that was like the craziest bigot.
Right.
But that version of myself would be equally as surprised at, like, how could I ever possibly accept someone that's
be
different
so
than
woke.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. Although knowing this alternate, it would probably be an even dumber description. Like, oh, you're learned. Please. Please not.
I see the alternate version of myself being like, wait, you haven't done anything with your life yet? What the fuck are you doing? Why are you? Where's your kids? Where's your wife? What's going on here?
Well, that's just my family. That I don't have to go far, very far for them. I don't have to see another alternate. That's good.
Yeah, that's technically an alternate version of
yeah.
I've a more successful sibling. Does that count?
No,
but like actually, like I have a 8-year-old daughter, and like they're doing like college, like looking at like researching colleges in class. It's really just like
at eight.
It's really just like building like the idea of like, you know, aspiration for college. But like part
like
of it
starting
is
starting your admissions letter.
Yes.
Definitely getting those extracurriculars in order.
Yeah. But like part of it is like career research. And I think of like there were people I knew who like knew what they wanted to be when they were like 7 years old. And then studied to be that and became that and are that. And I think that would be like a version of me that like had a goal and stuck with it versus like ate the Whitman sampler of employment temping through the 90s and 2000s.
I mean, I guess that's what like the most elite like athletes are, right? They I don't know that they necessarily know at 3 years old that they want to be a world-renowned pole vaulter, but
their dad does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super.
At this point in the recording process, a guest who will remain unnamed to protect them from persecution ran out of disk space. The rest of the episode will be edited from a merged backup track using a method that's technically called fuck it, we could still make this work. We thank you for your understanding. Oh, please have a seat. The crowd here is looking forward to meeting you. Well, I'm not sure I need to give much of an introduction, but Jonathan here let me list this out here. A basketball ninja robot warrior. Boy, Jonathan.
That's my boy. That's
Jonathan,
my boy.
Please tell us.
Take some cuts.
You started on this career path young, did you not?
That's my boy over there. He's a ninja and a basketball star.
Oh, you seem so shy, Jonathan. Please, just are you allowed to speak? I don't know if does the ninja part not let you talk, or I don't understand. Or as a robot,
those
perhaps.
Those lips, buddy. You got it. Just do it. You're the best.
Actually, I'm right behind you.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Oh.
Sorry.
Was that a decoy sitting in the seat in front of me?
Occupational hazard.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, my gosh. It's just it's an honor to meet you. I just we want to know everything about you.
Well, I'm a basketball star. Mm-hmm. That's my position.
Yes.
I am a ninja warrior, sort of a warrior who works in silence and darkness,
right.
Uses various kind of martial arts techniques filtered through white Western view that sort of takes all Asian cultures and merges them into this one thing. But like that in a
Tell
good way.
About the stars. You throw stars.
Oh, and I throw metal stars that that stick into things.
We all love the stars. Yes, yes.
Nunchaku, you probably call them nunchucks.
I do. Guilty. Yep.
That, and I am, don't want to toot my own horn, but I am the first police astronaut.
Oh, this is news.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to get into the whole robot thing, but police astronaut, when did this start?
Well, I was working as a robot, and they said, with your complete lack of emotion and empathy, you could work in law enforcement. So they said, you know what, terrestrial law enforcement for someone who's as tall as you are, a basketball star, who you're probably too tall to enforce the laws here on Earth. So
standard,
have you
yes.
considered space law enforcement? And I said, bleep, bloop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
That's my boy.
Inspiring. inspiring. How did you stay on track through your life to reach this point? I mean, you started early in this plan, right?
Yeah, I started when I was I must have been like maybe 5 years old.
Wow.
I saw a basketball game mm-hmm. with my dad, and then it ended. And then after that, the movie American Ninja came on. And then after that was a commercial for a toy robot that when you press the button at the top, it said, "I am the atomic-powered robot. Please give my good wishes to everybody." And at that point, I said, you know what? I have my trip. And here I am today. Smoke bomb.
I'm
not
going to
leave, though. I'm still here.
Okay. I was expecting you to just be gone.
See, that's we ninjas. We don't do time. What you expect.
All right. Nobody move. This is a stick-up. We hear the mayor's daughter is in attendance. Grab her, Chuck. We're going to take the mayor's daughter and everybody's jewelry, and then we're heading to space. And
that's
nobody
right. The
can stop
us. Mayor's coming with us.
So I can't do anything to stop him right now, but once they get to space... then it's my jurisdiction. Right now, have you ever seen like a Dukes of Hazzard episode where they stop at the county line? Like that's kind of where I.
Absolutely, I understand.
Oh yeah, that's a good. That's a most of the episodes. Yeah,
I watched that one with my dad too, but fortunately did not set it as an aspiration.
Get over here, Bear's daughter.
Yeah, shut up. You get over here.
Come with us.
Hang out, wait for this to play itself out. That's how it works. We just wait. I don't know. I'm at your sidekick at this point. I feel like I'm just automatically your sidekick because I'm here with you.
Because you're standing next to me?
Right. Yeah. Is that how it works? Is that how one gets chosen?
Wallets in the bag! Watches, pearl necklaces!
Oh, that looks like a nice necklace.
Yeah, I would love to get involved, but as a police officer, we actually do have a very strong union. And so we have some really strong union rules we need to abide by. And I can't be taking jobs from terrestrial police officers. So,
all right.
You get to space, buddy. I got you. Smoke bombs. Still here.
Can I borrow that purse? We're kind of running out of bag space. No, I'll get the purse back to you. I'll just keep everything. Oh, thank you. This is nice. All right. Get that jewelry in this bag.
Grab.
This is a rather long holdup, honestly. I feel like, especially if you're going to kidnap a mayor's daughter, you should probably just
We're pressing our
there.
Luck because no one's stopping us.
Also, it takes a while for the shuttle to warm up its engines. We have to escape the Earth's gravity. Okay. So, hey, maybe you want to interview us about that. That sounds pretty interesting. Space criminals?
Space bandits.
Do you mind, Jonathan?
I'm willing to move down on the couch and provide color commentary the occasional laugh.
Great. All right, scoot over.
That's my son being supported.
Okay, so why don't you tell me about yourself. What do we call you?
I wasn't ready for this.
You tell him, Gus!
Gus! All right, Gus.
Oh, I shouldn't spend all day jacking off in my office.
That's my criminal partner right there.
We're the Space Jacks.
I'm so sorry, Gus. Is this a good time? Is this a bad time? I just came in.
Damn it!
So
I just want. I just need one minute. I'm just trying to plan our next heist, and I need. Oh, just
did
I need
you
one.
Need all the clothes on. And you did that, or just kind of some. What's your plan on the plant? You know what I mean. Like this is kind of open. Yeah.
Yeah. My plan. It's really hard to focus if I don't. If I don't get to the shooting range.
It's my first day here. It's my first day. I just wanted to rush in here, get you, see if you need anything. You need coffee? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
this seems familiar.
You've done this before?
Oh boy!
This is my first time. This
no,
is wild.
I think I know how to handle this, sir. The doorbell's arrived. Oh.
That's what I was gonna say. What the hell, man?
I beat you to it.
It's like, cool
yeah, you're really getting lazy, aren't you? And look, our new intern doing pretty well. You know, he came from the corporate world.
I did.
Gus, the Big Wish children are here.
Oh, perfect!
Wow. Okay, you know what? I can advise you on this one, sir. Just act fast. They don't have their expiration date is real quick on these.
Oh, well, you know what? I always have time for children. So, you know
That's
what?
Great, because they don't have much.
My personal time can wait for another time. I'm fine with that.
Wow. Much better boss than my last one. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I love you already.
This is a step up from where you came from?
We are still waiting.
Yeah, no, send him in.
Do you do profit sharing, by the way, here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything we steal is split evenly between all the employees. I get a slightly bigger...
I found my new home.
Size doesn't matter about that. I think we all kind of have a...
Again, still waiting.
It is what you, do with the funds that you get from the heist.
I invest.
But since I do the planning of the heist... But just so you know... Yeah, this one died. Could you send in the next one while I finish?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, why don't you get rid of this one? Get rid of this one.
Yeah,
take it out.
I'll do this.
Yes,
one intern, and then you can take the rest because you're the intern. You don't tell me, Jack.
He might be telling you what to do.
I kind of feel like I am. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Let's get some fresh kids in here. All right.
Okay.
Pick a pinker one. So one will
do any of them want to go to space? Because that is where we, commit a lot of our crimes.
I got the list right here. Wow, three of them picked space as their wish. Normally we can't grant that one, but
we could kill a couple Make a Wish children with the same wish.
That's a common phrase
it
that
is,
we're
around
use
here. It is
from now on. Yes,
it's a kid in the hand, right?
Yes, legit.
That is a phrasing in this scene that is very not kosher.
I was lucky to have died early in that scene.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you'll be extra sorry when you find out that that's the line that ends this episode.
Oh, no.
Always good to go out on top.
So is there an alternate reality where I did a different episode?
Michael Hyman, why don't you say the things you say?
Thank you, as always, to Matt Walker for our intro and outro music. This episode was hosted by Jet Kaufman, edited by Jet Kaufman, Chris Sanders, and co-hosted by me, Michael Hyman. Every scene you heard today was improvised on the spot, along with some of the ads with only a light touch of editing for your comfort. If you're loving what we're doing, pause real quick and write a 5-star review before you close the app and tell your friends about us. Tonight's regular cast included Chris Sanders and Chris Compton, and that's it! And our very special guest, Winston Andrews. Winston, do you have anything to plug, to share? You want people to follow you and find you and find stuff you do?
You can definitely follow me on I'm no longer on Twitter, but that's, I think, for the best. But you can follow me, Winston Andrews, or Spec Script Improv. I think we still have an Instagram page, but
Links in the show notes.
Please.
Absolutely.
Oh, actually, I do have one thing.
Yes.
While I didn't really quite touch on this, but I do have a museum exhibition that I helped build over the lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool exhibition on it's a very cool exhibition on a very uncool subject, but actually it's kind of cool too.
Oh,
but
it's the best kind.
Yeah, it's a museum exhibition on how comic books were kind of an integral part of the Japanese American internment experience.
Oh, well, okay.
And kind of how, it's called Images and Imaginings of Camp. And it's all online. I got a lot of help with Chapman University. So I think you can still search for it there, but I definitely have a link that I can show in the notes.
Yeah, definitely put the link in the show notes. It does sound actually really cool. Yeah,
it was pretty cool. We had a physical exhibition for about a year, and now it's just digital, but it's still all there, and it's ready for you to see.
That cool. is fascinating.
Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you for putting that work together, because that sounds amazing. All right. Well, we'll definitely link to that. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Super Legit Podcast. This was fun. We'll see you all on the next one. There's no Josh here to do his thing.
I just get 1 minute? Just 1 minute.
I don't believe anything's on. Oh, my time. I kick the door. Just so I could move on. Oh, 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 oh.
Very realistic corporate union presentation.
Hey, I've been in enough of them.
Documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.